You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed from our sister station, KSGF. You do real political debate. This is our fake debate.
Mm-hmm. Hello!
Thank you for joining us.
You are welcome.
So, okay, this restaurant owner in England recently had to refund a customer's money because they said their ice cream was too cold. Okay, so the customer ordered 4 milkshakes, a cheesecake, and some ice cream, and they called for a refund because their ice cream and shakes were too cold. The restaurant owner honored their request. He gave them the refund, but should he have? Should he have to refund their money for their ice cream being too cold? What do you think?
I'll be,
Who's going to be the Karen?
I'll be the Karen. You can be the restaurant owner having to refund my money or maybe not wanting to refund my money. How dare you give me ice cream that's too cold so I burn my teeth on it to where I swallow it and get that little thing in my throat that it feels like it's getting caught and I feel like my esophagus is getting frozen and it's too far in for me to rub it and it doesn't do any good for me to swallow. All I have to do is just take that coldness inside my head, down my throat, and in my chest. And I don't like that feeling. It's way too cold. And you should know, running this establishment at a restaurant, what temperature that you're going to give your ice cream before you just hand it out to people in your restaurant that's patrons. You should put that on a little tray. You should let it sit out for a little bit so it's not too cold for my liking and it's not too cold for my palate. You should be ashamed of yourself.
My turn. All right, well, first of all, can we as English people, neither of which have English accents for some reason, get a grip on this whole thing of things being too cold? Is it not enough that we drink beer at room temperature? Now we have to have ice cream there as well. I mean, it's not normal. Everyone knows it's not normal. That's why everyone knows and rolls their eyes at the fact that, oh yes, over in Britain, they like their beer at room temperature. Secondly, if the ice cream isn't too cold, it's no longer even ice cream. You want a glass of cream? Then just tell me you want a glass of cream. I can do that for you. It's like ordering ice and then complaining because it's not the temperature of water. And thirdly, perhaps if you'd take care of your dental issues as an Englishman, it wouldn't hurt your teeth so much. Yes, that's right. We all know it, and I said it. The English have bad teeth.
Well, I mean, so do random people in Walmart in this area, so.
To be fair.
That's why you don't see them eating ice cream bars or popsicles.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.